TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him I can spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you, and I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he actin' like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, reppin' my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, tryna say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even throwing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Saturday, it's a Saturday, Saturday, it's a Saturday, Saturday, it's a Saturday. Back
once more with the wall up in the score. Smash about a riff shit and make it rock your hip. Revival of the roller boogie in a rickety shit to make you think about the time we spoke fun instead of fight.
But diving from a piece of metal should have just life.
Flip your butt to the fix of this mix. Force that briefcase, it's time to let loose, cause you work like heck to get the week in check. So unfasten that sleeper on your neck. Connected like a vibe from the wheel to the foot. Come on everybody, this is a funky output.
5 days you work, one whole day to play. Come on everybody, wear your roller skates today. It's Saturday, 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 it's Saturday, Saturday, it's Saturday, Saturday, it's Saturday, yeah, 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 yeah.
Now as you pump your fists, I reminisce to a bounce rock face, old fest to impress. Hey, pretty diamond, do you like the way I'm dressed? Cool, keep the faith and be my mate, cause all we need is feet. But promote the hustle cause it keeps me thin. No need to talk, look who just walked in.
Is there a good idea?
Yes, man.
So kick the wham on this jam.
Oh, Mr. Sprinkler, Mr. Sprinkler. Wet me for one, Mr. Sprinkler. I'm heating high five and a day's no split. With a yawn, I trip to the dawn. Out comes the bodies following the one idea. It's clear, rattle to the roll. Hold back up the track, grab your roller skate, y'all. And let's zip on by. Zippity dude, I let's zip on by. Feed on the weed and we're feeling high. Sun is on thick and the cheese is rolling thick. Come on, it's no time to hide. Season is twist, spinning and winning. No hack attack, let me in. Feel on the bottom of wave, but it's okay. It's a Saturday. Now let's all get baked like Anita.
Watch Mr. Lawn, don't look at the Peter.
Feel on the farm, I'll feel on the...
Hey, watch that.
It's a Saturday.
Now is the time.
Love is it curves so free, what's your love?
We've been giving love, had about enough.
If I ever lose you, tell me where will I go? Life would have no meaning, and I pray you would always stay with me.
Oh, I need to know where we stand. Do we share the special thing we call love? I know I do. What about you? I just can't get enough of it.
I understood what you were worth. And he never took the time to make it worth. No, baby, I'm the kind of man who shows concern. Yes, I do. Any way that I can please you, let me learn. So
I won't know.
the rock well, it ain't hard to tell. Try again. Wisdom be leaking out my grapefruit truth. I dominate break loose, giving mics ministry cycles. Streets disciple, I rock beats this mega trifle. And groove even smoother than moves by Villanova. You're still a soldier, I'm like Sly Stone and Cobra. Packing like a roster in the weed spot. Vocals are squeezed Glocks and CZs drop, though they need not to sneak. My poetry's deep, I never fail. Nas's rap should be locked in a cell. It ain't hard to tell.
You guys are live and direct on Pregame Radio. It's Brooklyn Black. We're still up in the building. What's going on, ladies?
What's up? Chilling.
Everything's cool. Everything's cool. You know, we got a cool show. We're going to pick up where we left off between left and right side rap battle. You know, last night we went between Jadakiss and Benny Siegel and came to a conclusion that there was really no clear winner because they were both ill in their own right as long as that battle was concerned. So tonight, we're going to go left side Eminem versus right side DMX. Compare two tracks and really see who came out on top of it, you know. And also, I got a slew of new music, so I'm going to do a new music block in a little bit. But I don't know if you guys heard down in Texas, a father, James Cosby is held in the murder of his daughter and her lover because he didn't approve of their gay lifestyle. He bludgeoned his daughter to death and shot the lover.
He's the one that killed him?
Huh?
I remember finding the bodies. I didn't know the dad did.
Yeah, they have him in custody, and the mother and the girl's mother was saying that how he was really disapproving of his daughter's lifestyle, and he wasn't happy that she was gay and everything like that. But like I said, they're holding him on suspicion just due to the fact that they haven't found his daughter's car, which they believe is a key piece of evidence in charging him, and also can also harm that has the murder weapons. It's shottable. So
that's right there.
Only time will tell. And speaking of Texas, down at the South by Southwest Festival, I believe it's called, like the Texas Woodstock or whatever, Tyler, the Creator, gets Sylvester for a sight and a riot. And, like, he just went off and went ham, and everybody went along with him. And he gets arrested. I don't know what the hell's going on with these artists going get themselves locked up and start stupid shit.
They're at a festival with, I'm sure, copious amounts of alcohol and drugs. That's what's going on.
That too, but they're people too. Just because they're in a particular field that has the public spotlight on them, they're people too. They do dumb shit. They drink. They smoke, they make bad decisions and choices, and it's just like anybody else. It's just that the spotlight is on them.
Like I said, I'm not saying like them as individuals, people I'm just talking with in this week. You know, Chris Brown gets arrested.
What do you mean he gets arrested? Isn't he in rehab?
That's why he got arrested, because he kicked out.
Why did they kick him out of rehab?
Because he bought the riches that worked there.
So? That's nothing new, and And why would they kick him out? He, you know, he's there for a reason. That just doesn't make sense to me. Why kick him out?
He had a light skin episode.
So you're saying he spazzed out?
He having light skin episode.
He spazzed out? That's what you're telling me?
I think so. Something along those lines. I'm not really sure. They stressed that it wasn't because he was fucking one of the people, though.
Well, we're going to have to do some digging because I've heard nothing about that. And
why? It was a trending topic.
I thought it was. Well, I haven't really been online today much. So I haven't had a chance to, like, come. Because when I want entertainment news, I just go to your page. I really don't bother with my... I go to your page because usually you post everything, you know, that I'm even remotely interested in reading about. So I just go over there. But I haven't been up. Like I said, I haven't been online today that much. So I heard nothing about this. The last I heard actually was a brief media takeout thing where I saw that the Carucci broke up with him and, you know, something to that effect, and that was the last I heard. But that he was still, you know, in rehab. So this is news to me. You know, I mean, think about it. As long as he's been there, it's been fairly quiet. He hasn't been, you know, in the spotlight.
I know, it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird because the last thing I remembered was him. I read a story about him extending his stay in rehab. So
right.
I don't get this either. I don't know. But he's arrested and being held without bail. And it looks like it's going to be about a month before he actually goes to court.
Oh, my God. I just can't imagine what he did, you know. I mean, if he didn't attack anybody or, you know, injure anybody, I mean, damn, were they catching dirty or drugs or something? I mean, it had to be something that they locked him up. That's just like, and what does that say about the place where he was getting his treatment at? That the day, you know, as soon as he gets out, he gets locked up, and I'm assuming for anger management, for spazzing out. So what does that say about the place that gave him the treatment? I don't know.
I just haven't had the time to sit down and go into it, like look into it, but it was kind of off.
Mm-hmm. I think he needs to go away for a while. You know, I mean, like, for a year, like, just no music, no performing, no nothing. Just go away. Don't worry about Rihanna or no chicks or none of that other stuff. Go get yourself together. Away from the spotlight, you know? Moving on.
Moving on. Of course, we all know about Malaysia Airlines 370, I believe. And now they're saying the plane may have been hijacked by the co-pilot or some elaborate terrorist cell on the plane. You know, my question is, isn't there a black box on that motherfucker?
Nowadays.
Yep. Go ahead.
Nowadays, you can't tell what the hell anymore. It doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, there is a black box, but the only way to get the information from that box is to get that box on the plane. That's how you found out. That's how you find out what happened. That's where everything is recorded. That's how you found out where, you know, look, the plane is somewhere else. I just find it hard to believe that as many people have cell phones and pads and tablets and all types of other gadgetry, you mean to tell me not one person was able to get out a tweet or a static update or a bind or anything saying, hey, the fucking plane is hijacked, you know, come get us, we're over so-and-so or what? Nothing from not one. How many passengers is on it? 239 passengers on that plane? Not one? They know
where
the fuck that plane
at. We got iPads and iPhones and shit, and the black box can't be accessed digitally. Shit, I can shut down my iPhone from a computer anywhere on the planet. But you telling me I can't? They can't find a fucking plane that has a black box that tells you what the fuck is going on the plane?
They can't. But like I told you, I just said you can't find out anything that's in the black box till you get the actual black box.
They can't access it remotely.
I get that. What I'm saying is that's just a setback towards technology. Like I said, I'm able to control and shut down my phone anywhere in the globe, but they can't find a plane in the air that has it.
But you got to remember, your phone is accessible from Wi-Fi, from airwaves, from antennas, meaning anybody can snatch that information if they really wanted to right out of thin air. So you think they're going to have plane coordinates and all that little shit being where it could possibly be jacked or hijacked or anything could fucking happen, computer could... Nah, they're not going to fucking do that. They're not going to do that. That's the point of having the black box, so that it maintains, because that's the one thing that the plane that maintains its integrity when the plane crashes, that fucking black box. And it'll tell you everything from the time the pilot sat in the cockpit till it either crashed or is in the jungle somewhere or who knows what the fuck. You ask me, they went to Pluto because there's just no way that 239 people, passengers, plus however many staff, it just nobody, not one person. That's real fucking odd, yo. That's real odd. I doubt if not, you'd have heard something by now.
And in sports news, Kevin Durant is fucking bugging out. And for those who don't know who Kevin Durant is,
really?
He's pretty much star player for the Oklahoma City Thunder. And he said in a statement that Kobe Bryant was equal to Michael Jordan.
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Are you serious? No.
In terms of what, skill?
Yeah.
He may not have Michael Jordan's camaraderie with his, you know, with his teammates. You know, he may not have that those type of relationships. He's even come off as the bad guy, you know, raping white girls and whatnot. So that kind of like sullies it. But I mean, talking sheer numbers, talking scores and whatever else, which I have not kept track of because I really don't give a fuck about Kobe Bryant or Michael Jordan at this point. But I mean, for a sports fan, someone that didn't know, what's the score say? What's the stats say? Who's a better player on paper?
Well, come on. We got 6 of Jordan's rings to Kobe's 5. 9 scoring titles. Now I'm saying we have, what, 14 All-Star appearances, like, it's all there.
Okay, but...
You want to do it as far as on paper, like, fine, yeah, I'll give Kobe his credit. He has done some amazing shit in his career. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, to compare the two, they are two different eras. Kobe's coming in, Jordan was on his way out. Jordan did everything already. I'm saying by the time Kobe came in, Jordan ain't have shit to prove. That was the ever start of another one, that's like comparing night and day. You know, yeah, they both great, they all right, but one isn't greater than the other.
Well, that's because you're partial to Michael Jordan. If it was the other way around and Kobe Bryant was the one that had been here, would you be saying the same thing, that Michael Jordan is still a better player? Now, think about it. Michael Jordan has done all that he's going to do as far as basketball is concerned. You said Kobe's 5 rings to Jordan's 6. Jordan's not going to get an opportunity to get another ring. Kobe has, what, another good 5 or 6 years left? Let's say 7 years or more.
Kobe has got 5 or 6 years. Kobe has maybe 2 with that new injury. Maybe 2.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Kobe's now on his way out. This is where... Now we're in the era of LeBron and Durant and Carmelo.
Well, I don't know. As far as them, I guess, it is no comparison. It is, two different eras. You know, that's like comparing Magic Johnson to who was the shit before him. Who was the player before he got on the scene?
George that Durbin.
Era.
Ice and Durbin.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, would you compare the two of them? No, you can't. Just like you can't compare the Knicks of now to the Knicks when Patrick Ewing was on the fucking team. And Allen Houston and Spud Webb. There's different circumstances. So, in all reality, you really can't make a comparison. You know, whoever said that probably just on Kobe's dick.
Like I said, that was Kevin Durant, but we got to get to the phone lines. We got RJ still in the building. RJ, what's good, sir?
My brother, what's up?
What's good?
Ev, how you doing?
What's poppin'?
Lady Still, how you doing? All right.
Yeah, she's doing good. You got my text?
Nah, I got it. We all good.
All right, that's what's up.
Let me give a big shout out to Pregame Radio. And also, I want to tell Ev, I agree with Brooklyn Black. Kobe has less than 2 years left.
Okay.
And that's about it. He old, Ev. I'm not going to lie. He not going to win no more chips. He's done.
Yeah. And well, Kevin, then if that's what it is, that's what it is, you know?
Kevin Durant will get MVP this year.
Well, I don't know about all that, but...
Okay, so are they Kobe better than Jordan, though?
Kobe better than who?
Is Kobe better than Jordan?
Come on, Vern. Like, you really want me to make me... You want me to make a clown out this show, right? And you want me to make a clown to comparison?
Look, Kobe's this is what Kobe, your boy Durant said.
Durant said what? I'm gonna go research this. I would love to hear this.
He said Kobe
was equal to Jordan.
Equal to
Jordan? Mhm. Damn, man. No. I'm gonna say it nicely. No, he's absolutely wrong.
Mhm.
And I respect him as a player. He's gonna get MVP this year. LeBron's gonna give him a run for the money for the championship. But Jordan is Jordan. His class is his class.
Mm-hmm.
Pregame Radio 347-857-4302. What say y'all? Should we get into this new music block?
Can we get into some new music, my brother?
The new music block. Let's see. We gotta get into this new Big Moses part of me. Feature DMX, something new. So definitely, if you've heard Ben Moses on the show before, you know he covered some hot shit. You know,
was
so.
This before or after DMX was running naked through the hotel?
Come on, man, you gotta chill, man. You gotta chill.
It was before though.
I just want to know what his motivation was. That's all. You said it's a new joint. I just want to know.
Yeah, I can't talk about X like this, man.
DMX my nigga though. That's my dude. I don't care what he's gonna do. That's my dude.
I'm not gonna lie. They told me about the hotel footage. I got a little mad about it too. I'm not gonna lie.
Yo, I saw the tape.
Oh God.
But come on, get to the music.
Let's
like,
get into a Big Moses DMX Proud of Me. Pregame Radio. We'll be right back.
You too busy staring at my Prada and Mink, nigga. You too busy staring at my Prada and Mink, nigga. You too busy staring at my Prada and Mink, nigga. You too busy staring at my Prada and Mink, nigga. 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 You too busy staring at my Prada and Mink, nigga.
Work at the strip club, cause money turn her wrong. She addicted to the dick like it ain't all a hoe. Niggas fall in love with her, not know know when she's a hoe. Prada mink in the club and we ball out. Looking for a few bitches we can slut out. Baby, what you talking about? We can go back to the telly. Pop a few mollies and turn it up. I don't think you was ready. Pop a few mollies and turn it up. I don't think you was ready. Pop a few mollies and turn it up. I don't think you was ready.
Moses. It just stressed me, but I didn't hear any DMX.
I think he was on the hook. He was the one.
I didn't hear it at all. I didn't hear him at all. Like, I was waiting for him to drop something.
No, he didn't. He wasn't on the verse. He was on the hook.
Dang.
Okay, so wait a minute. Are we going to have to listen again just up until the hook part just to be sure?
Okay, we got all my listeners. All the listeners, please go back and listen to the playback if you want to hear the song again.
No, we're going to do it again right now. We're going to do it again right the fuck now.
You too busy staring at my Prada and Mink, nigga. You too busy staring at my Prada and Mink, nigga. You too busy staring at my Prada and Mink, nigga. You too busy staring at my Prada and Mink, nigga. Prada and Mink, nigga. Prada and Mink, nigga. Prada and Mink, nigga.
Alright, he's supposed to be on the hook, right? That was the hook, right?
When
the beat drops and you hear all that nigga, 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 that's X.
Alright, overall, I dug the track. I was feeling the beat. When it started, it sounded like it was the same beat that he had for Toilet Paper Man. So I got a little skeptical in the beginning, but then the beat dropped and it was totally something different. But yeah, I dug it. I don't know if I was really feeling that auto-tune thing.
That
auto-tune joint I definitely wasn't really rocking with. Ab, what did you think?
I appreciate the music. I like Moses. I like him. He's pretty cool with me as far as his flow and his lyrics is. I really wasn't paying attention because I was really more focused on trying to hear where DMX came in. So, and I actually find the chick saying, "You too busy staring at my product, my mink nigga," I don't know why I find that comical, but it just is to me. But so I mean, the track is all right with me. In all reality, I'm gonna have to listen again. It's gonna be one of those that gotta grow on me. It's not like Toilet Paper Man. I like that shit off the rip. That was my joint, you know. But nah.
Audrey.
Yeah, no, I like the artist. I like the originality. I'm going to agree with Eb because I was listening. Like, the second time you played it, I was definitely – first and second time I was listening for X, and you told me he was on the hook. But other than that, no, the artist is good. I like the originality. The beat's good. Everything's good.
Personally, I don't like it.
No?
No. Too much nigga. I don't like it.
So then I can safely assume that you don't like that Nicki Minaj choice.
I still refuse. I haven't listened to it yet. I refuse to.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious. I'm very good at avoiding what I do not want to do.
Okay, I got you with that. Because I mean, why, you know, give any power to anything you don't want to be bought with? But as a radio personality, you got to check it out. You got to be able to discuss certain things with us. So, I mean.
You're doing a good job.
Huh?
You're doing a good job.
No, we really need your input still. You know what? As a matter of fact, I think Black is going to be. It's going to be the dick that he is, and you're in for a treat.
Oh, great.
This is pregame, 347-857-4302.
All I know is there should be no reason.
Look at y'all niggas.
All I know is there should be no reason.
Look at y'all smoking ass niggas. After every pull, niggas start choking ass niggas.
You know why?
Nigga.
All I know is you believe.
Look at y'all bitch ass niggas. Stop lying on your dick ass niggas.
You know why?
Nigga.
All I know is you believe.
Look at y'all looking ass niggas, stop looking at my ass niggas. Look at y'all lying ass niggas, talking about it's paid off for the fine ass, lying ass niggas. Bunch of non-mogul ass niggas, frontin' like they got a plan, boost mobile ass niggas. Nigga, look at y'all, can't get a job, so you plotting how to rob ass niggas. I ain't got a check for y'all, but if I'm a check for y'all, I'ma need a check from y'all niggas. I don't want sex, give a fuck about your ex, I don't even wanna text from y'all niggas. I'm raping you niggas, look at this pic, what the fuck I gave to you niggas. Ain't feeling these niggas. Niggas when my time call me Clinton, I'm feeling these niggas.
All I know is there should be no reason. All I know is there should be no reason. All I know is there should be. All I know is there should be no reason. All I know, you know, and you know.
Look at y'all sharing one bottle in the club, one bottle full of pub ass niggas. Look at y'all nine having cane ass niggas, y'all niggas share chain ass niggas. Same cup in the hand ass nigga in the club with a credit card scam ass nigga. No dick in the pants ass nigga, I'll be damned if I fuck a non-man ass nigga. I will never fuck a non-man ass nigga. I will never lie, even if that nigga flew me and my bitches all the way out to Dubai. Pussy you tried, pussy ass nigga you lied, pussy ass nigga you high. Bitch, I'm me. 100 on the wrist, I ski. Off on the wall, I ski. Fuck who be? Look at you, fake dope dealers. No real niggas that be moving weights in them villas. Fucking about keys, say his keys in the van. But he really moved grams and he split it with his man.
All I know is there should be no reason. All I know is there should be no reason. All I know is there should be. All I know is there should be no reason. All I know, you know. And you know.
Pregame radio 347-857-4302. Just had to.
I love how you guys ambushed me into that.
It wasn't a premiere. It was for the sake of steel.
It was just for steel. It was a premiere for steel.
I will say, Okay, so this is what sparked all the outrage?
Yeah. No, you know what, Phil? It wasn't even the song that sparked
the picture.
Outrage. It was the picture of her, you know, bringing Malcolm X into
Malcolm
the joint.
X
and then, you know, every other word is nigger, nigger. You know what I'm saying? So that was what the issue was. Not even the song, because that's what I said. If she hadn't never brought that picture up, nobody wouldn't have had shit to say.
Right. And now listening to this, I'm assuming that the guys got butthurt about it. But my thing is, you could call a million hoes whatever, the same way, like, I refuse to listen to that, I'm going to refuse to answer because I know you cannot possibly be talking to me. So it's, like, irrelevant to me. But the way that they responded in droves, like, somebody was obviously hurt. Like, it just sounded like she did a hood. Really, honestly and truly, she sounded like she's talking about 90% of the guys that be on Facebook in those groups.
Mm-hmm.
Front and hard body.
And because, in all reality, some of the things she said are true. The dudes be doing that shit. They do that shit. So, because before I even heard of the outrage over the Malcolm picture, dudes were, and it was so crazy because it was like all the dudes on my timeline was talking about this song, and they was like posting it on each other's wall, like, yo, Nicki Minaj talking about you, son. And some of them was like, you know, oh, fuck that bitch, and, you know, she talking about this nigga, that, and then nigga, what the fuck, she don't know all niggas and all this other shit. And then there's those cats that they don't do none of that shit she was talking about, so it was a joke to them. It was like, yeah, I know people like this, or maybe I was that
dude. It's like, yeah, now y'all finally getting it. Now you know. Like, you laugh at that shit. You sit back. You don't get hurt and freaking go on a rampage against all women over it. Like,
that's you know. And besides that, the music is fucking fire. The music is fire.
You, I was at a club one day with my sister. I think it was for my 23rd or 24th birthday, and this guy came up, oh, you want to drink or whatever? So, you know, she's like, sure. This motherfucker takes his drink and gets a cup from the bar and pours some in there to give it.
Wow. Why are you balling, yo?
So if I never saw that for myself, I would have never thought that there were guys out there doing that.
Trying to get y'all to buy him a drink, if that was the case. Wow, that's incredible. I've never heard of anything like that before. That's a new one. And that's fucked up.
Bro.
Rejo? What happened?
No. Y'all can continue. I'm just saying he's broke.
The dude is broke?
The example you just gave me, I've never heard that in my life. I'm laughing.
See,
right,
you
now.
Was another one.
Nah, come on, Nick. Come on. You know I don't play none of that game. I got my own bottle. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, she has some points. She has some points, and there are some dudes that behave like that in the club. There are some dudes that they constantly staring at her ass. Looking ass niggas, and you know, but the irony in that is, you've always got your ass out. So what do you expect?
I mean, I completely agree with Ed. Like, and Lady Still, you're right about that too, because I've never heard about that is like the dirtiest shit I've ever heard in my life. Her example was like the dirtiest. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. Lady Still just gave me the dirtiest example. I'm gonna laugh about this for a little bit. Ed said the right thing because it's like. I don't know. I wouldn't do it. I'm sorry, guys. Like, Nicki Minaj got everybody hurt. It don't hurt people that it don't apply to. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Hit dogs holler.
Right.
And motherfuckers are screaming.
Yeah, because like you said, they were hurt. They were offended because they heard part of themselves in that song. They was like, oh, shit, how she beat my game? Yo, was she watching me? So it's like, you know, and it's like they was feeling on blast. They was really feeling on blast. But like we said, with anything, be it gossip, whatever, if it does not apply to you, then you then really have no concern about it.
Oh, no, you're completely correct. But I just want to let all my female followers know
that no male at Pregame Radio does any of this bullshit following that they say. I will let you know right now, ladies, me, Brooklyn Black, Tony Colorado, anybody else that's affiliated with us, we don't do none of this bullshit. But y'all can keep talking.
Yeah, I'll vouch. I will vouch for that.
No, we don't do
I will vouch for RJ. I will vouch for the other male members of Pregame Radio.
So, I appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely. I will vouch for that. I've been around these dudes, and I know how they get down, and that's not the way. It's not like that at all.
Y'all supposed to treat y'all females special, man. What happened to treating females special, man? Y'all sounding mad crazy right now, man. That is the craziest story I've ever heard in my life.
And still, at your earliest convenience, there's like three rebuttals that you got to listen to. Three rebuttals you got to listen to. Well, one from Cassidy, which I happen to like. I like the one from Cassidy because he's saying what he's saying about some chicks is very true too. I mean, he was hitting it he was hitting it on the head. You know, he was definitely hitting it on the head. So I really want you to check that one out. What's his name? Did one Trigger? What's his name? What's the dude?
Trayvon.
There you go. Yeah, he did one. But his was more sing-songy. You know, his was sort of his rebuttal sort of sounded like. He heard through the grapevine some girl said he had a little dick, so he, you know, he in his feelings now, so he retaliated. But the Cassidy one was hard. I think I'm like maybe one of a few chicks that was not offended by what he said with his, but his was the best one.
Because it was comical because you know women like that, you just know that you're not one of those women, so it didn't bother you.
Yeah. I mean, but it was funny. And then there's the last one by who we were supposed to have a guest yesterday, RPG. He also did. He didn't.
That's the one that was like 2 seconds long, right?
No, it's actually about 3 minutes. It's about 3 minutes long. He did one, but he didn't do it against women. He did it against the whole music industry as a whole. You know, he talked about how, you know, rappers and them get down, how they. You know, how they really do things, you know, like behind the scenes shit and, you know, selling the average street kid a dream, knowing that they live in an entirely different type of lifestyle. So that was his thing. He was on, you know, he's on some pro-black, pro-his people, pro-his community type shit. So all three of them, you know, were good, but the Cassidy one was the best.
And we'll get into those another time. We still got new music to spin. You know, we still got some shit to check out, and we still got going actual DMX versus Eminem debate. So right now we're going to get into another new joint from B. Morgan. This joint is called Polka Dot. It premiered on Power 105 last night, so it's definitely, you know, it's definitely doing big things. B. Morgan will Polka Dot on Pregame Radio.
Let me see you twerk it out. Like that, you the chick, no doubt. ain't got no bones the way you moving your body, girl. I'm telling you, I'm about to kidnap you out of this club. Speeding in my Porsche, back to my fortress, be on it as soon as we get to the crib. Don't wanna go hard, not tryna sweat shit, but they say it ain't tricking if you got it. If that's the case, she can have it. Keep them 20s gone, keep them 20s gone. Just looking at you, I can tell you so. And I'm getting excited, girl, I'm so hot. I'm on a sack of vomit and my mind's right. I see you now.
Want some grand turn in the Benjis. Bend it over, switch position. Show me how you touch them toes. Twist your legs, take a pose. Every time you get so high, it's like I'm seeing Morris Coast. Her name is Candy Apple. I need a saddle with her left cheek and her right cheek, back and forth just like a battle. Got a crease in her apparel, which solidifies a camel. Body of a goddess, tryna get that to my castle. Shorty dollar sign swimming, she do it for a living. It ain't nothing to this business, cause she like to go and get it. See me, I'm straight up pimping, the swag don't have to mention. To you it may be tricking, but to me it's proper sipping. That she
Pre-game radio, 347-857-4202. That was V Morgan with Poke It Out. I'll go first on this one. NASA.
Boo.
I wasn't feeling that joint there, not at all. I wasn't digging the auto-tune. Like, I just really just liked the music, just the whole beat, the melody. That was about it. Once he started singing, I pretty much tuned the lyrics out. I wasn't digging that one at all.
Boo. He sounded like a cross between Neo, well, a wannabe Neo, and the dude he was just talking about, Trey Songz. He sounds like a cross between the two of them. The song itself was crass. It wasn't something that I would want to listen to if I was, you know, with someone at the time. We were trying to be romantic or whatever. I wouldn't play it. Nah, man, that was just wrong right there. That was just wrong. And I almost, and I can't lie, halfway through the song, I caught a flashback to, who's that crazy-looking, light-skinned dude that sings horribly, and it's like, it's like the viral thing.
Oh,
what's his
don't
name?
You dare. He is not no Icy J Fish.
What's his name?
Icy J Fish. That's my dude. That's my dude right there. Icy J Fish.
He came to
for
a hot
minute. If you're listening, call in. If Icy J
really
Fish
like
is
that
listening,
dude?
Call in. Yo, call him in. So, yo, you know what's crazy? Because we all know he sucks. He knows he sucks, but off of him doing them parody videos, he got money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, yo, IJJ Fish, call in, man. You get it, bro. Come on.
He came, but he did come to mind. Oh, that shit was hilarious.
That shit kills me every day. I'm not going to lie.
Word up. But, nah, that was, I mean, I can understand him wanting to get into the R&B genre or whatever, but nah, you gotta come with a better song than that. That just, you know, nah, and come with your own style. I mean, you shouldn't sound like two other people. You should sound like, you know, what's his name again? B Morgan? Hello? Yeah. Is that his name?
Okay, yeah, so, I mean, he should sound like B. Morgan, not B. Morgan as, you know, Neo slash Trey Songz.
Pregame Radio, 347-857-4302. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, pregame_radio. We also on Instagram as Pregame Radio. We have more new music. This one is from Persia off of our upcoming project called Pound or Tilt. And this one is called Stampede.
I'm back. Y'all already know what the fuck is about to be. Far up. I'm about that light, camera, action, shit. I'm about to make this movie.
Woo!
These bitches can't hold me down. These bitches don't move me. Sipping on that pot juice and I'm flagged up screaming Sue Woo. Pot rules to the death of me and these bitches ain't built to bury me. They ain't gonna let me in. I'm finna kick the door in. My head is making rain, but word to God, I leave it pouring. Said I'm too hot for that mainstream, but I ain't changing nothing. Got a Ruger in my back and what the heart? Think you bluffing? I'm just honoring my roots. I tatted on that truth. Cause I don't sugarcoat a thing when I get in that booth. Shit, I ain't for the youth, I'm for the G's, the game forgot. I am everything, they not, I'm just a different kind of hot. And I've been around and I've been around and I've been around that block. I've been hustling off that rock, I've been busting off them shots. Every time I made a move, I pray to God I ain't get shot. I be everywhere I am, but in my heart is in fire. I ain't play with Barbie since they shot my homie Stevenson.
Woo!
Fuck them little bitches, them bitches can't make a breathe again. The streets, they ain't forgiving, they gunning for your eternity. And I don't spit no paint cause I'm hoping someone to learn from me. I survived the type of shit that they shoot for the movies. Keith ain't a G, he cried when he went to juvie. If you gon' rap a gangster, just make sure it's blood thick. If you gon' rap a real bitch, make sure she a real bitch. And I'm, I don't battle rap, but should I spit that real shit? So at the point of impact, I make a bitch blood drip. But she can say she beat herself a man. Shorty ain't the floor man, that stupid bitch is lucky. I ain't fucking take a boy sack. Earned all my stripes, I'm a five-star beast. You a snitch bitch singing love of rise and priestess. We don't believe you, you need more people. You a salty rat bitch, plus you sweet like equals. Fuck them other bitches, I ride for miles. I say fuck them other bitches, I die for miles. I say fuck the other gang, fuck the other team. Motherfuck them all if they ain't down with the scheme.
Woo!
I said fuck them other bitches, I ride for miles. I say fuck them other bitches, I die for miles. I say fuck the other gang, fuck the other team. Motherfuck them all if they ain't down with the scheme.
Tell these motherfuckers I'm back. Baby.
Pre-game radio, that was Persia with Stampede. Audrey, what you think about that one?
I felt like she was on her Meek Mill stuff.
Yeah, I felt like she was all over the place when she did it. Like, it came together well, but it just had that Meek Mill aroma
delivery. Exactly. Yeah, no, I liked it. It was cool. I liked it. She was screaming a little bit. It was a little loud, you know what I'm
saying?
That's
what I was
like,
about to say. Constant
she
screaming.
Was a little, you know what I'm saying? She was like, I liked the whole Meek Mill, you know, she went with it. It was cool, but it sounded like she was a little close to the mic, though. But her lyrics was cool and stuff like that. Everything else was good.
Maybe still, you just say what? She was just loud with it?
Nope.
There goes still again.
He's experiencing technical difficulties.
Lady still
have all the notes on the track.
Hated it. I hated it. But I just didn't like it. It wasn't my cup of tea. I've heard her do so much better. It just, you know, I didn't like it.
I didn't care for it either. Like I said, it's so much too swimming.
All right, now we're gonna get to this debate at hand, left side versus right side. And today we're on Eminem and we're on DMX. Eminem versus DMX. He, you know,
come on,
bro.
Really, we're really gonna have this argument.
Hey, yeah, it's not always gonna be a debate. You know, we had a good one yesterday on the whole beans and kits.
You're right. It's a debate. You're right.
You know, so RJ, since it seems like you feel so passionate about it.
Well, my good friend, Brooklyn Black, my brother, you know how I feel about Eminem, the greatest alive, one of the ever, you know, top five that are alive. He's in that, you know what I'm saying? So I don't got nothing else to say.
Still, what are your thoughts? And there she goes with the technical difficulties again. I'm pretty sure Abby's gonna say DMX, right?
Can you ask me the question again, please?
Please.
DMX or Eminem?
Who do I prefer?
Put it in a rap battle.
DMX. Even though I don't think DMX and Eminem should even be, I don't know, they just like two different types of artists to me. Like, they both fall under the, you know, the rap banner or whatever, but DMX, his music is more gritty. His music is still for the niggas that's in the street. His music is for those that's still out there hustling them, those ones that's still wearing their clothes for 3 days in a row and haven't had a shave or a haircut for a couple of days. They out of town with just what they got on. And, you know, he's doing music for those type of people, you know.
Not about his music. It's a battle between them. It is no battle, really.
They can't. It's like they would be battling about two different things. Eminem is more of I would see Eminem and Fresh and Will Smith battling.
I'm serious.
Because they both make music, rap for suburban white kids. Okay? It's that, you know, my mom, I hate my mom. Hi, my name is Listen Mobile. I've never taken Eminem's most serious music serious. He's always been that comical rapper to me. You know, he's always the one that does the funny voices, and just like with Nicki Minaj, this song she just did is maybe the first song that I've actually not looked at her as a caricature. You know, as I looked at her as an actual rapper, not a character, and that's how I look at Eminem. I don't see DMX that way. I see DMX as in the true spirit of what hip-hop is, which was to tell a story of life, of how your surroundings, how you're living right now, what's going on in your environment. You know,
Eminem talking about the fucked up shit around him wasn't his fucked up ass mom, his fucked up ass life, his
uncle.
Well,
if you think about it, white kids is going to say that anyway.
Like,
be the first one to tell their mama, I hate you. You know what I'm saying? That was him. That was him venting. It is two sides to the story because I've never heard his mother, in her own defense, say, well, you know, some of that was true, some of it wasn't true.
She sued for defamation of character.
You know, I've never heard. I don't know. I can't, you know, speak about that.
No,
but
she tried to sue him.
To me, it's just like that was the least, you know, of his worries. Yeah, his mom may have been a meth head or some shit like that, but, you know, he still had white privilege. Do you understand what I'm saying? He wasn't in no foster care. He didn't go to foster care.
Right.
He didn't go to a group home. That was not his reality.
Mm-hmm.
His reality was, yeah, he lived in a house and his mom was fucked up. But, hey, nigga, you lived in a house. You see what I'm saying? With your mom,
yeah.
You fucked up or not. You know? So, like I said, to me, the two are not comparable. In a battle, I don't know. Right now, it don't seem like DMX is really in his right mind or hungry enough to get out there and battle like that.
I'm not going to lie. I just... I just seen him in New Orleans. Actually, one of my people's in New Orleans. He's doing a show. He's actually, one of my people say he actually looks sober, but I'm not going to, you know, take the word of somebody else, but he's actually looking all right. But battle rap
wise,
pray for X, man. I pray for X every day. Man, I just want X to come back, man.
Yeah, me too. Me
this
too.
Is
that
the
was
X
my
radio, the X we know.
857-4302. Brooklyn Black, Airbars are you still? We'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
You rude as a motherfucker, yo.
See, to live is to suffer. And to survive, well, that's to find meaning in the suffering.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up, and yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up, and yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I got to get up, get back on my feet so I can tear this shit. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up, and yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up, and yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I got to get up, get back on my feet so I can tear this shit.
I've been through mad different phases, like mazes, to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than biz. I know because I've been there, now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the ball, the drama with my mama. She got on some fly shit, so I split and said that I'ma feed that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't bleed. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Bagging when I caught a buzz, I was thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, I wouldn't last, but yo, I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions prepared my for jail. They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man when I was just learning to stand without a helping hand. Damn, was it my fault, something I did to make a father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first bit? Back on the scene at 14, wrote a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in a dream. And by all means, I will be living high off the hog. And I never gave a fuck about much but my dog. That's the only I'd head off in my last. Just another little come on, headed nowhere fast.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up, and yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up, and yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I got to get up, get back on my feet so I can tear shit. Yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up, and yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up, and yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I got to get up, get back on my feet so I can tear shit.
That ain't the half. Arrogance gets worse as I get older. Actions become bolder. Heart got cold. Chip on my shoulder that I didn't did touch. Didn't need a click, cause I scared it that much. One deep with the starting with kicks, catching Vicks, throwing bricks, getting by, being slick. Used to get high, just to get by. Used to have to fall in the morning before I could fly. I ate something, couple of 40s made me hate something. After some now I'm ready to take some. 3 years later showing signs of stress. Didn't keep my hair cut, or give a how I dress. I'm possessed by the darker side, living the cruddy life. Like this, Kevin. With a bloody knife. Wanna make records, but I'm hooked up. Slipping, I'm falling, can't get up.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit.
Wasn't long before I hit rock bottom. Like damn, look how that got open like a window. No more endo. Look at a video, say to myself that could've been yo. It's on the TV, believe me, could be done. Something got to give, got to change, cause now I got a son. I got to do the right thing for shorty, and that means no more getting high, drinking 40. So I get back, looking tight, slick again. Fake, jump back on my again. Nothing but love for those that know how it feel. And much respect to all my kept it real, be strong, kept it from doing wrong. Who they is, and this is your song. And to my boo, who stuck with it, I do. All the fools, you'll get yours, because you do.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit. I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit. Up.
got to get up. Whatever. Great, let it run. Hey yo, turn the beat up a little bit. Hey yo, this song is for anyone. Fuck it. Just shut up and listen. Hey yo,
I sit back with this pack of zigzags and this bag of this weed. It gives me the shit need. The most meanest MC on this earth. Since birth I've been cursed with this curse to just curse and just blur to berserk. It's bizarre shit that works and it sells and it helps and it sells to relieve all this tension dispense and these sentences get in this breath that's been eating me recently off of this chest and I rest again peacefully. Peacefully. But at least have the decency in you to leave me alone when you freak see me out in the streets when I'm eating or feeding my daughter to not come and speak to me. I don't know you and no, I don't owe you a motherfucking thing. I'm not Mr. Instinct, I'm not what your friends think. I'm not Mr. Friendly, I can be a prick. If you tip me, my tank is on empty. No patience is in me, and if you offend me, I'm lifting you 10 feet. In the air, I don't care who was there and who saw me. Just saw you, go call you a lawyer, file you a lawsuit. I'll smile in the courtroom and buy you a wardrobe. I'm tired of all you, the boy. I don't mean to be mean, but that's all I can be. It's just me, and I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. Radio only display my name, cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. I don't know, it's just the way I am. Sometimes I just feel like my father. I hate to be bothered with all of this nonsense, it's constant. And oh, it's this lyrical content, the song guilty conscience of God with the spot and responses. And all of this controversy circles me, and it seems like the media immediately points a finger at me. So I point one back at him, but not the index or pinky or the ring or the thumb. It's the one you put up when you don't give a fuck, when you won't just put up with the bullshit they pull, cause they full of shit too. When a dude's getting bullied and shoots up your school and they blame it on Maryland and the heroin, where were the parents at? And look where it's at, middle America. Now it's a tragedy, now it's so sad to see an upper class city having this happening. Then attack Eminem cause I rap this way. But I'm glad cause they feed me the fuel that I need for the fire to burn. And it's burning and I just return. And I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. Radio won't even play my jam. Cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. I don't know, it's just the way I am. I'm so sick and tired of being admired that I wish that I would just die or get fired and drop from my label. Let's stop with the fables. I'm not gonna be able to stop while my name is pigeonholed into some poppy sensation that got me rotation in rock and roll stations. And I just do not got the patience to deal with these cocky Caucasians who think I'm some wigger who just tries to be black cause I talk with an accent and grab on my balls. So they always keep asking the same fucking question. What school did I go to? What hood I grew up in? The why, the who, what, when, the where, and the how? Till I'm grabbing my hair and I'm tearing it out. Cause they're driving me crazy. I can't take it, I'm racing, I'm pacing, I stand and I sit. And I'm thankful for every band that I get. But I can't take a shit in the bathroom without someone standing by it. No, I won't sign your autograph. You can call me an asshole, I'm glad. Cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. Radio won't even play my jam. Cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. I don't know, it's just the way I am.
Speaking radio 347-857-4302. We had a DMX and we had an Eminem. Now, based on that, I still say it's like night and day. You know, they're both dope in their own right. Audrey, what you got?
So I still stick by my guns. You know, I know who DMX is, but we're not talking about music. We're not talking about albums. We're not talking about who makes the better music or what music we like. We're talking about a rap battle. In a rap battle, Eminem is more versatile. Just think about it, brother. It's a whole...
Is there any way out? Nope. 347-857-4302. We got a couple more joints, but we're ready to get out of here. It's 11:30 p.m. And someone has their phone on speaker. But we're going to get into, like I said, a couple more joints, a couple throwbacks, a couple joints that you ain't here in a while. You know, just keep the show going. We'll be right back. It's pregame radio.
Oh, time,
y'all.
Yeah,
I am the new York. I ain't these sentimental rappers holding down our fort. They be like Kendrick Lamar, he don't run New York. We already know that nigga, but yo, are you that nigga? Nah, look in the mirror, do you believe yourself? He ain't say your name, don't take it personal, relieve yourself. Sounding like you from the south, homie, be yourself. I'm on the outside looking in, you should see yourself. They call me Cashmere, but that was last year. Now I go by Taiwan, the Linden Plaza Dawn. I put East New York on. It wasn't that other dude, that man the hood guy, to try to fill my shoe. Well anyway, yeah, it's a new day, nigga. Married to the game, and have to grab the bouquet, nigga. Brooklyn representer, so you know I won't play with ya. And I'm an Aquarius, so know it's my age, nigga. I think bigger than any rapper trying to rep my city, excluding nobody except Nas, Jigga, Diddy, maybe Jada, maybe Fab or 50. Other than that, who gives a fuck? Go grab your mic and come get me. This is for Harlem, cause we get them checks. This is for gutter grimy niggas out in the BX. This is for Queens niggas setting niggas up in sex. And you know this is for Brooklyn, we do it to death. This is the new New York.
I'm talking Staten now, wow.
New York.
L.I. Fly.
The new New York.
York is real.
The new
Money
New
earning
York.
Mount Vernon, y'all know the deal.
The new
come
New
on.
York. The new New York. The new New York. I said the new New York.
The new New York is now what you're hearing. The new New York is not these. Never heard of it, Biggie was never murdered. Time for change, time to destroy and rebuild. You know, do some of the things that got Kennedy killed. And that's real, ain't no other city like my city. Hip-hop ain't been the same without my city. A lack of substance, rappers is talking about nothing. Bunch of fraudulent niggas running around frontin' talking. I got this, I shot that. Well, okay, who gives a fuck, homie, you can't rap. And I see through your schemes, homie, you can't act. Real, recognize real, and you ain't that. It's time to give us some integrity. It's time to give the new New York a new identity. And that's me. It took a while for me to say this shit. And no, every New York DJ better play this shit. This is the new New York. We talking East New York,
new
man.
New York.
We talking Harlem,
the new
man.
New York.
Best I do or
the
die.
New York.
It's real
the
out
new
here.
New York. The new New York.
It's the new New York, though.
New New York.
I'm running that.
The new New York.
Destroy and rebuild. Come on.
The new New York is the administration. The new New York is not accepting any imitation. You real or you faking? And it don't matter if you trying to come up or you caking. You from my city, you don't like this nigga, you hating. And flex, you should drop bombs to this shit. Like you Obama and you looking for Saddam in this bitch. And all you other rappers chillin', stay calm in this bitch. I'm official on my New York state of mind in this bitch. I had to do it for my city, huh? For all my niggas and them bitches looking pretty, huh? And as of now, I'm holding down the fort. You don't like the way I'm playing, nigga, clear the court. This is the new New York. The new New York.
NDORadio.com.
Westside, Bank Hill.
Mixtape Monopoly, huh?
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
It been done. My shoe game, my shoe
this
game.
This is NDO Radio, certified bank.
He said, holla by fuck me. Now fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. He said, holla by fuck me.
Holla.
Now fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch that how about fuck me?
Holla,
now fuck that bitch. Three, what you wanna do here? Bitch, I'ma float like Rubel. Still working on getting cool clear. You ain't got none of my shoe gear. Red on the bottom right there, red. Charlie Sheen, mother, her hair red. Bitch, you ugly and bitch, you ugly. Both y'all hoes look scary. I don't wanna get married. Chick, you a bird, parry. I ain't so good, these hoes like, boy, you get fat, eat salad. On round around, no guineas, knees, no blankets. Got your main bitch on my dick, shit, she ain't nothing.
You lame.
Her hips fast, seen walk past me like she is. She seen my Audemars, try to touch that. I said, bitch. I bang hoes, riding in the drop top
rain
roads. I train hoes, I'm a pimp, Trinidad Jane Cole. Westside, Bank Hill. they want from.
Where you from, nigga?
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
It been done. My shoe game, my shoe game.
What?
You can't touch this shit. Bitch still hollering about fuck me. Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Bitch still hollering about fuck me. Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch still hollering about fuck me. Nah, fuck that bitch. Three. FDB
man.
Fly like L train. Man, he lose, got Chuck boys on, he ain't got that pair, man. With my LDB clip. 33D shit. You can tell that bitch, man, fuck that hoe. Ain't studying that shit, trick. Shit for birthday. Bitch, where's your skirt at? All I like is blowing it, cause you don't even like perk pack. Y'all niggas so wet. And bitch, you so green. I pull up on the scene in the green saline. Yeah, nigga, on too clean. West side was up first. Y'all nigga my supper. Fuck that bitch before I do that shit. I might need me a rubber. Belly on rotund. One whip, four gun. If you see the baby mama holler, fuck that bitch. That hoe ain't no one. West side, bank here. They want from.
Where you from, nigga?
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
It been done. My shoe game, my shoe game.
What?
You can't touch this shit. Bitch still hollering about fuck me. Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch still hollering about fuck me. Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch still hollering about fuck me. Nah, fuck that bitch.
Call me Master P. Ice cream, straight drop. Ice cream, straight drop. Ice cream, straight drop. Ice cream,
I got that working and now I'm moving like a motherfucking tank. A nigga trying to get it, you can put that on the bank. These niggas wanna do it like I do it, but they can't. Call me, I've been in the game of power forward in the paint. Jaws open with the rock, I've been beasting on the block. Triple double A night, them niggas seen it for that drop. Gritty life in the flesh. Dillinger, I'm body body, we don't rough and not a damn thing. My niggas crowd around it, bang bang like cheap cheap. I slang when I need cheese, you bleed like a pussy, so you ain't even need beat. Black mask with three holes when I be on my creepy. One nigga with two guns, I hit you like I'm 3D. We can fucking hot boys, I ain't talking turkey BG. Even though she licked the rapper, I ain't motherfucking Weezy. And boy, this ain't the Carter, so salute me when you see me. If a nigga got a problem, he can shoot me when he see me. I'm living like I wanna, plus I'm riding like a G. I'm the ice cream man, you could call me Master P. I'm living like I wanna, plus I'm riding like a G. I'm the ice cream man, you could call me Master P. Call me Master P. Ice cream, ice cream, ice cream. Call me Master P. Ice cream, ice cream, ice cream. Call me Master P. Ice cream, straight drop. New trap, same block. In the plate, dirty razor, that super filthy money. I'm getting dirty paper quicker, so the kitchen sink. Pirates in my kitchen sink. Cool it off and bag it up and pitch it when I hit the street. Feasting like a buffalo, getting paper, fuck a hoe. Little white bitch, yeah, I met her out in Tuckahoe. Police on the move, I'm determined to get my pieces off. You hating, get it shaking, my nigga, it ain't no peace involved. Leave a nigga alone, little homie, you can let it be. Nice to leave a nigga curled up like a letter B. And get your body broke, a hit with a karate choke. My little nigga chop you down and leave you with a body flow. Beef and get your body broke, a hit with a karate choke. My little nigga chop you down and leave you with a body flow. I'm living like I wanna, plus I'm riding like a G. I'm the ice cream man, you could call me Master P. I'm living like I wanna, plus I'm riding like a G. I'm the ice cream man, you could call me Master P. Call me Master P. Ice cream, ice cream, ice cream. Call me Master P. Ice cream. Ice cream, ice cream, ice cream, call me Master P.
Yo, what's up, man? cooling, man.
Chilling. Yo, you know I had to call. You know why, right?
Why?
Because, yo, I never, ever call and ask you to play something, right?
Yeah.
You know what I want to hear, right?
What you want to hear?
I want to hear that Wu-Tang joint.
Wu-Tang again?
Yeah, again and again.
Like smoking Joe Frazier, the Hellraiser, raising hell with the flavor. Terrorize the jam like troops in Pakistan, swinging through your town like your neighborhood Spider-Man. So all tick-tock and keep ticking, well I get you flipping off the tip. I'm kicking the Lone Ranger, co-ed, danger. Deep in the dark with the art to rip the charts apart. The vandal, too hot to handle your battle. You're saying goodbye like they've been careful. What next? Inspector Dex on the set. The rebel, I make more noise than heavy metal. The way I make the crowd go wild. Sit back, relax, won't smile. Ray got it going on, pal. Call me the rap assassinator. Rhymes rugged and built like Schwarzenegger. And I'ma get mad deep like a threat. Blow up your project, then take all your assets. Cause I came to shake the frame in half with the thoughts that bomb shit like math. So if you wanna try to flip, yo, flip on the next man. Cause I'll grab the clip and hit you with 16 shots and more I got. Going to war with the melting pot.
It's the Method Man for short, Mr. Map. Move it on your left. And set it off, get it off, let it off like a cat. I wanna break food, cop me back. Small change, they putting shame in the game. I take game and blow that nigga out the frame. And like fame, my style will live forever. Niggas crossing over like they don't know no better. But I do, true, can I get a soul? Enough respect due to the 162. I mean, oh, yo, check out the flow like the Hudson or PCP. When I'm dusting, niggas off because I'm hot like sauce. The smoke from the lyrical blunt make me
What, grab my nut, get screwed. Here comes my sound, let's down. True, B-S, but B-Y-U. To my crew with the
Come on, baby, baby, come on. Baby, come on, baby, baby, come on.
You best protect your neck.
First things first, man, you with the worst. I'll be sticking pins in your head like a nurse. I'll attack any nigga who's slacking his mat. Come fully packed with the fat brother stack. Same on you when you step through. Two, the old dirty bastard, straight from the Brooklyn Zoo. And I'll be damned if I let any man come to my center. You enter the winter, straight up and down. That shit at cam, you can't slam. So let me get cool on the man. The old dirty bastard is dirty and stinking. Ace on unique rolling with the knife of the creep. Niggas be rolling with a stab. Ain't saying gas, fight my style. I fight the motherfucker.
Out loud, my style is wild, so book me. Not long is how long that this rhyme took me. Ejecting style from my lethal weapon. My pen that rocks from here to Oregon. Here's more again. Catch it like a psycho flashback. I love gas. Rap with a gun. You wouldn't bust back. I'm going with shit, all types of shapes and sounds. And where I lounge is my stomping grounds. I give an order to my peeps across the water to go and snatch up props all around the border and get far like a shooting star. Pursue our all. Is there on the life upon the rest of all. Point blank as I kick the square bitch. There it is. The fuck is pros and it goes.
Yo, chill with the feedback block. We don't need that. It's 10 o'clock. Hope we the fuck to see that. Feeling mad hostile. Ran out posto. Someone like Christ when I speak the gospel. Soul with the holy bowl. Then attack the globe with the bucket. Style the ruckus. 10 times 10 men committing mad sin. Turn the other cheek and I'll break your fucking chin. Slain boom bangs like African drums.
LB.
Coming around the mountain when I come. Crazy flamboyant for the rap enjoyment. My planet creeps like black unemployment. Yeah, another one there. Took a genius. Take us the fuck out of here.
The Wu is too slamming for these coke killer labels. So ain't had hits since I've seen Aunt Mabel. Be doing all the sin like Kane did Abel. Now they money's getting stuck to the gum under the table. That's what you get when you misuse what I invent. Your empire falls and you lose every cent for trying to blow up a scrub. Now that sword is just as bright as a 20 watt light bulb. Should've pumped it when I rocked it. Niggas so stingy they got short arms and deep pockets. This goes on in some companies with majors to scare to death the pump needs. First of all, who's your A&R? A mountain climber who plays an electric guitar. But he don't know the meaning of dope when he's looking for a super tie rap that's cleaner than a bar soap. And I'm the dirtiest thing in sight. Matter of fact, bring out the girls and let's have a mud fight.
The best protect your neck. The best protect your neck. The best protect your neck.
Pregame Radio 347-857-4302, Brooklyn Black RJ is still in the building.
Shout out to San Diego on the check-in. I see you guys out there. Shout out to the 619s, everybody out there holding it down. We got to get up out of here, but before I wanted to touch on something real quick, just came across my desk. Apparently, earlier in the week, Lil Jamal, Brand Newbie, and Marlon Wayans got into a Twitter beef over all my ex wearing a skirt. You know, for those who follow on Facebook, Brooklyn Black Presents Cricket Radio fan page, I put the story on there. The story is also on my Twitter, at Brooklyn Black. And it's a pretty long back and forth between them, and truth be told, Lord Jamal was definitely hitting some points. But, Audrey, what's your thoughts about men wearing these skirts?
Yo, man, you know what Dave Chappelle said. Remember what Dave Chappelle said on Oprah? Remember that. It goes all back to that. It goes all the way back to that. Like, it goes back to, like, and it's not just, you know what I'm saying, it's not just certain comedians. Like, you know what I'm saying, Vernon? Like, these certain African-American, basically, I'm not even going to say African-American, because I've seen Aziz do some funny shit, too. Anybody that's not Caucasian has to do some funny, you know what I'm saying, Vernon? I mean, excuse me. You know what I'm saying, Brooklyn Black? Like, they always have to do some, I don't know how to say, like, some buffoonery, some funny shit just to get accepted. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, like I said,
I don't support it at all. Dave Chappelle is correct. He talked about Martin dressing up in a dress for Big Mama House and all that. And he did three movies like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he did three movies. He also played his mother. You know, so
my brother.
I don't support none of that bullshit.
I don't support none of that, man. Kevin Hart did it. Look, Kevin Hart did it. The Wayans brothers did it. Every comedian but Dave Chappelle did it. Let's just be real about it, right?
Well, I ain't never seen Rich Pryor in no dress.
Rich Pryor ain't do none of that bullshit.
Red Fox ain't do none of that either.
Red Fox did not do none of that. You are correct, my brother. Keep going. Eddie Murphy? Oh, well, I'm sorry. He did.
Eddie Murphy did it a number of times, too.
He did it a number of times. You see what I'm saying? Like, it feels like the new Hollywood. Brother, I'm just saying, like, the new Hollywood has to make you guys, like, act crazy like this, wear dresses. I ain't see Owen Wilson or fucking Vince Vaughn wear no fucking dress. Did they? If they did, I'm wrong.
That I recollect.
I'm sorry, brother. I might be bugging out right now, but it goes a little bit deeper. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're right about that, bro. I don't understand this shit. I really don't.
You know, try Sean. We can fill up on next time, but we about to get up out of here. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Thank you, New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? I know you guys had a crazy Mardi Gras. Once again, shout out to the 619, the 305.
And, 305. Shout out to the 305. 845-305. What up?
845 definitely on the check-in. Shout out to everyone who gave us check-in, hashed out, let's say, and did what they do. You know, so on behalf of all the hosts here, this is Brooklyn Black saying, don't be a fool, fellas. Wrap your tool, ladies. Don't fall for the stamp of your clam. Alive, alive. Don't get your job. Don't stick your dick in crazy. Don't kiss strippers.
And remember, OTM loves all of you. There's only one OTM on the move. Let them know, brother.
Yeah, you like that idea. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, tune in Wednesday nights for Lady Steele's S&M show with her and Ava. Goes out Wednesday night, 11 at 12. 347-857-4302 right here on pregame radio. They're going to have a porn industry attorney in answering all your questions, whether you want to be a director, producer, an actor. You know, whatever you want to do, he'll let you know the ins and outs, the do's and the don'ts about it. All right? And with that being said, like I said, you enjoy your St. Patrick's Day. You know what I'm saying? Don't get too crazy out there tonight. Police and sheriff's department and state troops out there heavy. You know what I'm saying? So just relax, keep it easy. Take a cab if you need to. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and also, like I said, wrap it up, man. This is Brooklyn Black Audrey still. Pregame radio. We out here tonight, Friday. But don't forget, tune in on Wednesday. And we up out of here. Good night.
Sir, pregame.
It's how we doing it. It's that new Usher. 2010. Y'all niggas catch up. Yeah, man.
Bangladesh, US, S-Dot, we don't stop.
I wanna take his boat tanning out in DR. A week later eating mangoes out in PR.
Okay.
I call her Marriott, yeah, she a 5-star. She seems so close, but she's so far. How about some breakfast? If not, we can do lunch. Forget lunch, baby girl, you can be brunch. You look better than some OJ and Rosé. Eggs over easy, damn, I need her body.
Tell him,
No remorse.
Cause you're killing me, wait, it's just a problem that I can't put down. Every
Usher.
Time.
Fuego.
Yeah.
I get it in. I get it in.
She don't know what she do to me. Girl, this ain't new to me. The way you move them buns make me wanna be the brutally. See me in that BM, dope like per diem. Keep it on the hush, just tweet me in a DM. Drug free, I don't fuck with the ex. And I'm drama free, I don't fuck with my ex. Twit pick, damn, you look tough in that dress. And if you play your cards right, I might fuck with you next.
Stay away from crime, so I ain't no criminal. I love my young nation, who resists
tell them what I
heard you rush and rush and attack. Then they rebuked and you had to smack. Causing rambunction throughout the sphere. Raise the levels of the boom inside the air.
You know I did it, so don't violate or you'll get violated. The hip-hop sound is well agitated. We'll never waste no time on a played-out ego. So here's Busta Rhymes with the scenario.
Watch as I combine all the juice from the mind. Heal up, wheel up, bring it back, come rewind. Powerful impact, boom, from the cannon. Now bragging, try to read my mind, just imagine. Both can't build, there is necessary. When taken into my library, oh my God. Oh my God, eating I do like the one pizza tosser. All over the track, man. Pardon me, as I come back. As I did the grow, I had to beg your pardon. When I travel through the turn, I roll with the squadron. Rawr, rawr, like a dungeon dragon. Take your little jaws with the pants are sagging. Try to tip to this, I will put you in a turban. And have it smell right like the most daily urine. Chuckity choco, the chocolate chicken. The rear cock diesel, my cheeks, they were kicking. Yo, bust it out before the bust, bust it out the round. The rhythm is in sync, about the old town. Tripping up the sound just like a radio. Observe the vibe and check out the scenario.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah,
here
my
go,
man,
yo.
Never fucked up.
Initiating shutdown sequence.